All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the Divine New Moon Tapping Call, the magic of the new moon, the power of the new moon. Please write down a couple of things that you want to create in this new moon cycle between now and the next new moon. What do you want to see happen? What do you want to experience? And I want you to look at that and look at your sort of yeah, this could happen, but I can't really count on it, right? I want to know what the number is on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is the most intense kind of this can't happen, right? Or who am I kidding? What is the biggest yeah, but conversation that you have going. So everybody, let's take in a nice deep breath. Call in our guides and inner angels. Calling in the divine, saying thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity for us to clear out the fears or the concerns we have about what's happening. We don't want to be at the effect of it. We know that there are concerns that everyone has. And we're seeing the anxiety of a culture, of a country, of multiple countries playing out in front of us. We honor the concerns people have. And we choose to not take them in as ours. We honor where others are, but we choose to not take it in ourselves. And we receive the guidance today. We receive the downloads. We receive the support, the help today and beyond today. We say thank you for guiding us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for showing us the way. Thank you. We know that we are completely cared for and loved. And we say thank you, and so it is. So even though I'm concerned about what I see in the news, I'm concerned about what I'm hearing, I'm concerned about whether or not I'm going to survive this. I'm concerned, will people still want my services? Will they recognize that what I offer still important? Will they be able to pay? Will my business survive? Will I survive? Will I make it financially? Am I going to be okay? Will my business survive? So even though I have this fear, even though I'm really aware that it's there, I'm aware and I really feel like there's nothing I can do. I'm willing to explore other possibilities. I'm willing to know that I will be taken care of, to see all the ways in which I am taken care of. Even though I want it to look a certain way, I recognize that maybe something even better can come out of this. But it's scary because I didn't ask for this. The change into something new can be frightening. So I ask again, will my business survive? Will people still want to work with me? Will they have the money, the resources to work with me? Will they have the desire to work with me? That is my fear. And even though I have this fear, I acknowledge it. I acknowledge this fear in all of its scary power. and recognize it is just a fear. In this moment, it's just a fear. It does not have to be my truth. And if I can distinguish between my fear and the truth of what is happening in this moment right here and right now, then I can take a deep breath and I can breathe a little more easily. In this moment, I call in my guides and my angels. I call in the divine to support me, to help me, to bring me ideas, to show me some ways. I call in my guides and my angels because they have my back. They are there to protect me, to support me, to help me. They are there to guide me, to connect me with others, to connect me with my future clients. They are there to help me walk through this. This fire that I'm in right now, they are there to walk through the fire with me, to keep me unscathed. I can't control what's happening out in the world, but I can control what's happening in my head. I can control how I feed myself the fear. How often and how much I feed the fear to me. I can control ways that I take care of myself with love. I can pull out this tapping and do it anytime, because it's right at my fingertips, literally. And that can help me make it through. Even though I have these fears, even though I have this anxiety, when I hear about what's going on, what if, worst case scenario, all of that, when I hear the media begin to horribleize a situation, I can say, I will not buy. I will not be a pawn of fear. I love myself too much for that. I honor myself too much for that. I honor myself. I love myself. I am willing to be a leader in this, to step into my own divine power and love in this situation, to know that I will be taken care of, to know that I will be provided for, to trust that all is indeed well, even if it looks like what it looks like, to trust that the other side is so much better, so much more, so much cleaner and clearer, that perhaps something of this magnitude must happen in order for massive awareness and wake up to take place. to recognize sometimes it is what is required for awakening. I have seen it in my own life. I have seen it in others' lives. I can see it now in a culture. I have been working, doing my work, my spiritual work, my healing work, my developing my intuition through years for this. I am made to survive this. I am here to help others who do not have the tools and the skills, the awareness that I have. I am here to help others stand in their power, reclaim their power, own their power, their own power of healing, their own power of awareness, their own power of intuition, their own power of their connection with the divine. I am here for that. So even though I might be afraid at times, I am willing to let go of that fear and to hold on to the truth that I am more than ready, more than equipped, more than able to walk through this unscathed. To hold the vision of my own connection with the divine, my own power, my own awareness, consciousness, healing abilities, my own intuitive abilities, and to know that I will be provided for and cared for no matter what, because the divine has my back. I am willing to trust this, to look and to see all the ways in which this is true. All the ways the divine has my back. All the ways in which I am provided for. All the ways in which I am taken care of. All the ways I am supported. All the ways I am lifted up. All the ways I am willing to look and to see and to document, so that in the times when I forget, I can remember. In the times when I need to remember, I have it to remind me. I am willing to do my part to step up. I am willing to do my part in owning my connection with the divine, in owning who I am, healer, intuitive, conscious being, compassionate being, divine one. I am willing to step into that being. And she guides me. He guides me. That being is the truth of who I am. And that being guides me. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, everybody, nice deep breath. So thank you for showing up, for being here on the call. Big hugs to you all. We will see you on the next New Moon Tapping Call next month. Bye, everybody.